This is Passport to Texas. Of Texas' more than 90 state parks, some stand out as iconic and others not so much.
I think Lake Ray Roberts might not be one of those iconic parks like Enchanted Rock or Garner State Park, even though it's huge and a lot of people use it. I think if you live in other parts of the state, you might not be as familiar with it.
Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine editor Louis Bond says Lake Ray Roberts State Park still made it into the publication's year-long celebration of state parks. While iconic sites got top billing, Bond says most parks got some love.
We tried to include everyone. We almost got them all, but we included them in groups like parks with great swimming holes, parks where you might want to take a hike, parks where you could ride a bike, and just group some parks together by interest, parks where you can take a photo of a great view, and just let people have a broader scope of what's available in the state park system.
To close out 2016, one of the most iconic parks of all.
It's Paladuro. And interestingly enough, as we went to press, the Washington Post ran an article on Paladuro, and they said, you know, that canyon in Arizona might be larger, but Paladuro ranks right up there with it.
You can read all the articles on state parks from this year online or when you download the Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine app from iTunes or the Apple Store. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.